gypsum, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Open up. It's the DNR.
Pop, wake up. It's the DNR at the door.
Holy wah. Remnar, whatever you're doing, stop it.
But I ain't done nothing yet. Deer hunting don't open till tomorrow.
Well, let him in.
Hello. You can call me Ranger Tom.
Oh, that wasn't me taking a shot at that buck I saw tonight. And that bang was just the Jimmer firing.
Boom-bidi-boom!
No, I'm not here for that. I'm here because I just saw lights and heard voices up on your ridge.
Could you tell what they said?
Not at first. But then I used my little Orphan Annie's spy decoder ring to decipher the message.
What'd they say?
They said to come see Escanaba in the Moonlight on Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Just $10 admission.
A crummy commercial. Son of a bit. Skit.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, it looks like a nice, quiet, bright day with high pressure in control of the region. Temperatures will be warming up a touch here the next couple of days, but also it will turn somewhat stormy as a large low-pressure system near Colorado develops and slides northeast right up into Wisconsin Tuesday. Should bring quite a bit of moisture with it. We could be looking at rain amounts upwards of an inch through late Tuesday night. Colder air will gradually wrap into the system and change things over to snow around here, probably by early Wednesday. Could yield a couple inches of wet, slushy snow accumulation in our neck of the woods. Right now, the trend for the heaviest snow total staying just a bit north and west of us, running from northern Iowa through eastern Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin. Some of those areas could be looking at well over 6 inches. Otherwise, some strong winds on the backside of this for Wednesday as well. Things will quiet down Thursday with some sunshine returning before the next weather system slides through on Friday. Could bring us some light wintry precipitation. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high in the upper 30s. Southwest wind 2 to 7 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low 23. Tomorrow clouding over and warmer with highs in the upper 40s. 30% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle by afternoon. South to southeast winds 7 to 15. Some areas of light rain Monday night, low at 36. Tuesday cloudy with occasional rain, heavier late, high about 51. Wednesday rain turning to snow by later morning, high temperature 39. That snow should be ending in the afternoon. Right now looks like an inch or two of slushy accumulation could be possible. For Thursday, mix of sun and clouds, high 41. And Friday, cloudy with a chance of light snow, possibly mixed with a little rain. Some accumulation possible, high 37. Saturday, some sun returning, high 39. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It is a sunny 12 degrees, and that is up from a morning low of 6. Yesterday, our high was 27, and we saw a trace of flurries. A record high on this day, well, it's a tie. Originally set all the way back in 1822, also just last year in 2024, at 62 degrees, while a record low 34 below was set in 1962. Last year on this date, well, our high was 62, as I said, a record high. Also, the low was 33. Sunset today will be at 5:51, sunrise tomorrow at 6:35. No precipitation today. The barometer, though, still rising. It's up to 30.29 and winds out of the northeast at 2. Again, it's a sunny 12 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. WRCO's news is sponsored today by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. A Wisconsin Republican congressman has introduced legislation that would repeal a federal program that provides funding to states to build their electric vehicle infrastructure. Wisconsin was awarded over $78 million through the Biden administration to develop fast charging stations across the state. So far, $23 million has been allocated for 53 of those stations, including the first few in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Ashland. The bill from Congressman Tony Weed could cost Wisconsin about $55 million allocated for the EV chargers. The 2025 Money Smart Wisconsin Scholarship Contest is now accepting essay submissions from graduating Wisconsin high school seniors. The contest is hosted by the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions in partnership with EdVest 529, Wisconsin's direct sold 529 college savings plan, and the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt. All Wisconsin high school seniors who are graduating from high school this spring and planning to attend a Wisconsin college or university this fall are encouraged to participate in the scholarship contest. Students must complete an application and write an essay answering this year's Money Smart questions for a chance to receive a scholarship in the form of a $1,000 contribution to a new or existing EdVest 529 account. Members of the coalition will review and score the students' essay submissions based on how well the students have estimated their higher education costs, identified funding sources for paying for those costs, including explaining how the financial aid process works, and formulated plans for managing their finances, schoolwork, and any job responsibilities while staying focused on their academic and career goals. For more information, review the 2025 Money Smart Wisconsin Scholarship Contest webpage or send an email to moneysmart@debtsmart.org. So that's debtsmart.org. The deadline to apply is midnight, March 7th. In honor of National Nutrition Month in March, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is sharing practical advice to help you embrace healthier eating habits, even when you're dining out. This year's theme, Food Connects Us, allows clinical dietitians Ty Mulholland, Grace Denman, and Lindsay Hatfield to focus on changes you can make during celebrations or simple Friday night fish fry with friends. Mulholland says dining out doesn't have to mean straying from your health goals. Even small changes can make an impact. The team came together to share their favorite recommendations from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for dining out. Think about your food choices for the entire day. If you're planning a special restaurant meal in the evening, have a lighter breakfast and lunch. When ordering, look for words like baked, braised, broiled, grilled, poached, roasted, and steamed for healthier options. Batter fried, pan fried, buttered, creamed, crispy, breaded foods are better to avoid or have less frequently. Ask for bread or chips to be served with your meal, not before, to help you avoid filling up too fast. Sneak in more veggies by starting with a soup or a leafy green salad. Consider a salad with grilled chicken or seafood as your main course. Tune in to TRHC's Facebook and Instagram pages during the month of March for more tips from the clinical dietitian team. Viroqua native and NASA astronaut Mark Lee will be inducted into the Wisconsin Aviation Hall of Fame. While in high school, Mark became aware of and applied to the Air Force Academy. He received an appointment and headed off to Colorado Springs, Colorado in June of 1970. He majored in civil engineering and after graduation went to Laughlin Air Force Base in Del Rio, Texas. As one of the top graduates, he proceeded on to fighter lead in training at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, and then F-4 upgrade training at Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix, Arizona. He demonstrated proficiency in weapons delivery and earned the Barry Goldwater Award as the top gun. After a two-and-a-half-year stint in Okinawa, Japan, Mark attended a graduate school at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where he earned a master's degree in mechanical engineering in 1980. After graduation, he was assigned to Hanscom Air Force Base in Bedford, Massachusetts, and became the operational support manager in the Airborne Warning and Control System Program office. This was supposed to be a four-year assignment, but 1.5 years into the job, the Air Force was short on pilots and pulled him back to the cockpit flying F-16s. After upgrading training at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, Mark was assigned to Hill Air Force Base in Utah. In early 1984, NASA announced that they were going to select another group of astronauts. Mark applied and was one of 17 selected out of 5,000 applications. After 1 year of astronaut candidate training, the class of 1984 was eligible for flight assignments. Mark was first in his class to receive a space flight assignment. However, the Challenger accident in January of 1986 curtailed all future flights. Once flights resumed, Mark flew, served as a mission specialist on Atlantis in May of 1989. The crew deployed the planetary probe Magellan, which was responsible for mapping over 95% of the surface of Venus. Mark's second mission was aboard the Endeavour in 1992. In 1994, his third mission was aboard Discovery, where he served as a mission specialist. This mission involved the first untethered extravehicular activity in 10 years. On orbit, Mark performed a flight test sequence to verify the flying performance and validation of the training module's fuel consumption and suitability for future training of astronauts. For his development work and on orbit flight test, Mark was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. On Mark's fourth space flight, he again served as payload commander aboard Discovery in 1997. On his four missions, Mark traveled over 13 million miles, circled the world 517 times, and logged 25 EVA hours during 33 days in orbit. Throughout his 17 years at NASA, Mark Lee also served as a capsule communicator, lead astronaut support person, chief of astronaut appearances, chief of the astronaut office mission development branch, chief of the EVA robotics branch, and chief of the EVA branch. He also worked on EVA, inertial upper stage, space lab, and space station systems and assembly issues. Following his retirement from NASA and the Air Force in 2001, Mark and his family moved to Madison, where he managed space station experiment development projects at Orbital Technologies. In 2006, he moved to Affiliated Engineers, a mechanical, electrical, and plumbing engineering design firm, to manage their design activities. Mark became a principal in the firm, and after a few years took over their office in Houston, Texas, until his retirement in 2022. Even though Mark has traveled millions of miles, his roots are firmly entrenched in Wisconsin. Throughout his life and career, two things have been especially important to Mark: environmental awareness and inspiring youth. In the 1980s, Mark acquired farmland near where he grew up in Vernon and Richland counties. The land was not favorable for crops, so he started planting trees. Over the years, Mark has planted over 140,000 trees. Those trees have improved the soil, curbed erosion, and given wildlife a new habitat. Looking back at the Earth from space reinforced Mark's desire to improve our planet. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
Special Quail Study in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a full-page article in the Muscadet Progressive, dated February 27, 1975, three areas in Richland County, one of them just across the Wisconsin River from Muscadet in Orion and Buena Vista townships, have been selected for a new and unique Department of Natural Resources study as a game management project. A long-term management program for bobwhite quail is being started. For this project, three Richland County areas have been selected. The area nearest Muscadet takes about 63 sections of Orion and Buena Vista townships in the areas along the Wisconsin River from Muscadet to Gotham and north from Highway 60. DNR game management personnel estimate that there are 20 to 30 coveys of quail that exist in that area, and the goal of the project is to raise and stabilize the quail population to what would be 40 to 50 coveys. What is a covey, you ask? A covey is a small party or flock of birds. History has shown that one in every four winters in Wisconsin is severe enough to cause serious quail mortality. At present, the only plan in the area is the feeding program, which will be carried out on private lands in cooperation with the landowners. The main management effort will be directed at what is known as the Marshall Management Area, which includes 60 sections in the vicinity of Gillingham. The unique thing about this pilot program is that it will be the first such program that's carried out on private-owned land at the state of expense in Wisconsin. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Tipsaukee.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family. Because someday, it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Sunday, March 2nd. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend, died Tuesday at Esperus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock, died on Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held on Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or a charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center, died on Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon on Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72 of Richland Center, died on Wednesday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held on Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church on Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Kent Friedland, 72 of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Berecker, 93 of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dorothy Ann Berecker, 93 of La Crosse.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, taking a look at the birthday and anniversary wishes going out on this Sunday, March 2nd, we'll start off with a birthday wish going out to Marlene File. This one from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. Happy birthday, Marlene. Happy 9th birthday to our grandson, David Manning, with love from Grandpa and Grandma McCormick. Happy birthday today to Alice Richards from Bob and Heidi. The Richland Center Lions would like to wish Danita Murdoch, Lily Ann Walsh, Rhea Elliott, Marlene File, and Andrew Saludos a happy birthday. Happy birthday today to Keegan Franklin and Alex Thomas from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. The Little Willow Birthday Club would like to wish Andy Silvers a happy birthday. Also, happy birthday today to Ed McConkie, with love from your daughter Heather, son-in-law Tom, and your grandkids, Alex, Jada, and Kaylee. Happy birthday to Alice Richards from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy birthday as well today to John Wunicky from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Also, happy birthday to Kim Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Birthday wishes going out today to Mercedes Seaman from Aunt Jocelyn, Wyatt, and Oakland. Happy birthday to Mercedes Seaman today from Grandpa and Grandma Cooney and Auntie Alexis. Happy 36th birthday to our niece, Kimberly Marie Durst, from Aunt Lori and the guys. Happy birthday wishes going out to Reese Elder today. Happy birthday, Reese, from St. Mary's School. And happy anniversary today to Roger and Teresa Bailey from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. So to all of you who are celebrating your birthday today or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports is sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. Another state wrestling tournament is in the books in Wisconsin, and with a look at how our local wrestlers did, here's WRCO's Bill Twining.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament was held over the weekend at the Kohl Center in Madison. A record crowd, it was sold out for the weekend, so good performance. The 82nd annual WIAA State Individual Boys Tournament. It was the fourth tournament since the girls began their state tournament series, and the third time they have joined the boys at the Kohl Center. Highlights included a number of area wrestlers winning state titles. Riverdale has its 20th state wrestling champion. He is junior Grant Matthews, who won the 285-pound final in Division III with a pin over senior Bodie Brockhoff of Isle Grant Highland, 3:36 the pin time. Grant Matthews wins the state title, becomes the first champion for the Chieftains since Braden Rowan in 2016. Riverdale had two others in the final, sophomore Lakota Brewer at 132 pounds and junior Brody Meese at 138, but both were denied a state championship. Meese lost his in overtime and is now a two-time state runner-up. Earlier in the evening, Iowa Grand Highland posted its 20th and 21st state individual champions as senior Tyson Imhoff and junior Jackson Bussey went back-to-back at 157 and 165. They are the first state titleist for Iowa Grand Highland since Drew Hennessy in 2019. Bodie Brockhoff, a senior, also placed second. The place winners include senior Gavin Hinderman, who was fourth at 190 pounds, and sophomore Brock Hinderman, who was fifth at 150. Mineral Point has the most individual state champions in the entire state, now 58, as seniors Cade Rule and Rowan Carey both claim state championships. For Rowan Carey, it was his fourth time to the state championship match. He was a three-time runner-up before winning in convincing style in the championship at 144 pounds. Cade Rule followed that at 157 pounds with his back second state championship. So Carey and Rule bring to 58 the number of individual state titleists for the Mineral Point Boys Wrestling Program. Delia Collins for the girls reached the state final in that tournament, but fell shy in the 126-pound weight class in the girls' event. For the boys, three other place winners, freshman Memphis Burkhalter was fourth at 106 pounds, Freshman Liam Carey, sixth at 120, and sophomore Jacob Dannenberg was sixth at 150. Richland Center senior Ethan Haiti, the winningest wrestler in the program history, is a three-time state place winner after finishing fifth at 120 pounds. Ethan lost his opening round match, then came back with three straight wins in the consolation bracket to capture the fifth-place medal. Ethan Haiti, a senior for Richland Center. Teammate Madeline Muller, a junior, lost both of her matches in the girls' tournament. River Valley did not have a state qualifier this year. Ithaca Weston had a pair. Seniors Nolan Waldner, who placed sixth at 165 pounds in his second appearance at the state tournament, and senior Caden Coleman, who failed to place in the 190-pound division. Boscobel Wazika Steuben, represented at state by senior Lexi Lathrop in the girls' division, she failed to place. North Crawford Seneca had three wrestlers at state. Two earned medals. Sophomore Frankie Groom was third for the girls at 132 pounds. Junior Sawyer Swigum was fifth for the boys at 215, while senior Jaron Grimsland, in his second trip to state, failed to place. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative also did not have a wrestler at state this year. Fenimore was led by three-time state champion Tristan Stelt, who took the title at 165 pounds. For Dodgeville, Håkon Peterson of the Dodgers won his third straight state championship, winning at 144 this year. Shane Rashan, a sophomore at 113 pounds, who captured a title a year ago, was back in the finals but fell to Colton Bolig of Evansville and placed second. Both Rhett Spurley, a sophomore, and Nathan Johnson, a junior, won their fifth place matches for Dodgeville. Darlington Blackhawk had two wrestlers at state. Owen Seprud completed his second straight unbeaten season and wins his second title, while Ross Christ, a senior at 215 pounds, placed sixth. Prairie du Chien had a couple of place winners as well, including a state champion, Blake Cherry, at 215 pounds as he dominated in his championship match. Senior Jack Simmons also reached the finals but finished second for Prairie du Chien at 285. Belmont Platteville has a state champion. She is Kaylee Davis, a senior. She finished out the tournament with a win in the 235-pound weight class. Dylan Weigel of the boys also reached the finals but placed second. Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle won his second state title. Evansville had the most individual champions of any school with three. Colin Fry, a sophomore, Colton Bolig, a freshman, and Danny Heiser, a senior at 157 pounds, who won his fourth state title. There was one other wrestler who becomes a four-time state champion, Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph. With Danny Heiser and Koji Campbell, there are now 31 four-time state champions in the boys' tournament history. The girls had a chance for that. However, three-time state champion Haley Krieger of New London lost in the semifinals on Friday night. However, Taylor Whiting of Lena, a junior, is now a three-time champion for the girls, hopes to be the first four-time champ next year. Other girls champions in the state tournament over the weekend included from our extended area, Riley Hanrahan, a sophomore from Black River Falls, and Kimora Hunter, a sophomore from Adams Friendship. In addition to Haley Krieger of New London, six additional reigning or former girls state champions were denied winning another state title over the weekend. Speaking of four-time state champions, the boys have a chance for two of them next year as juniors Håkon Peterson of Dodgeville and Kellen Wolbert of Oconomowoc each won their third state title on Saturday night. Repeating from the area, state championships won by Grant Matthews of Riverdale, Tyson Imhoff and Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland, and Rowan Carey and Cade Rule of Mineral Point. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thank you, Bill. In the state girls WIAA high school basketball tournament, that continued on yesterday. In Division 5, it was Elva Strum defeating Kickapoo by a score of 55-46. Barneveld continues on after defeating Belmont 43-35. Schulzberg also continues after taking down River Ridge as they won 42-34. In Division 4, Cuba City scored a win over Mineral Point, 82-50, while Belleville moves on after defeating Argyle Pecatonica, 61-58. In Division 3, it was Prairie du Chien defeating Platteville to continue on, the number 3 taking down number 2, 44-27. In Division 3, it was also Wisconsin Dells taking down Altoona, 43-28. In Division 2, it was DeForest moving on after taking down La Crosse Central 44-43. The number 11 Wisconsin men's basketball team will start the month of March with a road contest against number 8 Michigan State today. The game is a top 3 conference matchup and carries heavy seeding implications with just 3 games left in the season. The two teams have faced off 156 times in the past, with Michigan State leading the all-time series 88-69, including a 50-17 edge in games played at East Lansing. Tip-off at the Breslin Center is set for 12:30. You'll be able to hear it on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. In National League spring training action, Milwaukee defeated Texas 9-4. Also in NBA action, it was Milwaukee scoring a 132-117 win over Dallas. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
I have longed to know you, and your tender mercies like a river of forgiveness, ever flowing without end. I bow my heart before you in the goodness of your presence, your grace forever shining like a beacon in the
night. Oh,
Power of Christ, Yeah. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tariffs will take effect Tuesday on imports from Canada and Mexico, and tariffs on Chinese goods will double to 20%. ABC's Alexis Christopher says those tariffs are one element that could impact the economy.
We're starting to see some cracks here. Consumer confidence suffered its biggest drop in nearly 4 years in February. A lot of people now saying they're frustrated with inflation, the threat of these tariffs.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the decision to stop humanitarian aid shipments into Gaza was made in coordination with the White House. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the UK, France, and Ukraine will work together on a ceasefire proposal to present to the U.S. that follows Friday's Oval Office argument between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. We got moon dust on our boots, said the chief executive of Firefly Aerospace. His company became the first private company to land a spacecraft on the moon